This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآله إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, his family, his companions and his followers and all the prophets and the messengers and their followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم his last and final messenger. One of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ever bless you with, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the people of paradise, those will inhabit paradise. He described them as key access to goodness. هم مفاتيح للخير. That person will basically an access gate, a person who will facilitate goodness to others. It is the role of the prophets and messengers in their societies. If you look at the role of prophets and messengers in societies, that they not only allowed or encouraged people or helped people to do good and to receive good in this worldly life. No, they also opened gates for goodness for them in the hereafter, which is they lead them to Jannatu al-Firdaus, to Jannatu al-Firdaus. Having a role, what we call it today, a public service. Having a role in offering your service to other and volunteer and to lend a hand and to express your interest and to put an effort to fix and to develop and to change the place that you're living in, the society that you're living in, to be a better place. It is something clearly identify the Muslim as an individual, and the Muslim as a community, and the Muslim as a nation. And that's what made this ummah special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you're the best ummah were brought out to the nations. Why? Because they play a great role in ordering and basically commanding and guiding people to what is good and stopping what is evil. And stopping what is evil and resisting what is evil while you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have faith on Him. It is something very interesting today when we look to our society and our community as a Muslim community. When we look at us, how much we put emphasis on this area. Religion was not ever meant for to be something. It is a personal thing, but it should not stop right there. And it became a personal in a sense. It has no impact on the society that you're living in. And he said, you know, my Islam is, it's a religion is a very personal thing. So that's it. It stopped there. No, it's a personal thing because it's your choice. But the deen, the religion that you believe in, this religion means that you will make a difference in the place that you are living in. Because if you don't add anything to the society that you're living in, you're just an addition. Nobody really value you. Because your value will be based on where you stand. It's like the zeros. The value of the zeros will always be recognized by where you put the zeros. That's right. If you put 100 zeros before one, it means nothing. But you put one zero after the number, it will have a value. It will make that 10, then 100, then 1,000, and so forth, and so forth. So our value as a society, as an individuals, will be looked at where we stand, what we stand for, what we contribute to the society and to the family that we live in, to the masjid that you attend, to the community that you're living with, to the country that you're living in and you belong to, and so forth, and so forth. If you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, he did not save any time for a personal enjoyment. All his life was dedicated to serve his society, to serve his community, to call people to the deen of Allah azza wa jal. And that's one of the concepts of what we call da'wah. A da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has so many meanings. And one of the aspects of da'wah is to give good service and to give service to the people around you, and to change the society you're living in to be a moral society, to a good society in all aspects, economically, socially, religiously, to raise the level of morality in society. That's part of the da'wah ila Allah Azza wa Jal. A da'wah ila Allah Azza wa Jal, also the word da'wah that we use a lot, it never meant that you give a lecture, or you give a speech, or khutbah al-jum'ah, or you lead a prayer, or you donate money when there is a need for a donate. Those are great things. But that's not the only things that you can do. That field and that area is so wide, so big, nobody excuses from it. And a person who don't feel that he or she has a responsibility to carry this religion, they need to read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they need to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. The scholars interpret this amana, the trust that Allah have given you, by saying several interpretations, but all of them lead to one conclusion. It is the religion. Allah give you this religion as a trust. And this very unique word, I always thought, why would Allah call the religion that He giving to us a trust? You know what that means? You only give the trust to something that has value to someone you trust. Someone that you know and you think that he or she can take the responsibility of that trust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you as something of value. He sees you worthy of carrying this responsibility. Make sure that you don't disappoint Him. Make sure that you don't neglect that. You became among the hypocrites and the disbelievers that Allah mentioned later on after this verse. Be among the believers who will carry this responsibility. Who know that Allah, their Lord, have valued you. Have looked at you as something of value. That's why He told the angels when He ordered them to prostrate to Adam. They said, to human? They're going to kill one another on earth? They're going to spread corruption? And He said, no. I know about this race what you don't know. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So if your Lord, if your Creator see you as something very valuable, very special, very unique, so don't look down at yourself. Don't basically neglect this responsibility, and don't ever walk away without fulfilling your duty as a Muslim, as a member of the community, towards the society and the community that you're living in, to live in. And I think this issue starts from the heart. That you feel in your heart and you care about the deen, about the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given to you. It starts from there. If you don't have it there in your heart and your mind, that's something I live with. I don't live only for myself. And the moment you live for yourself, the moment your life will be very insignificant. But the moment you live for others, the moment you live for our values, the moment you live for principles that people will admire and it will be respected by others, the moment your life will be very valuable life, and a very long life as well. A very long life as well. So to start from inside your heart that you care. I care about developing the place that I'm living in. I care about making a change. I care about starting and changing the society that I'm living in. If you don't care, you will never take that step. If it doesn't start from your heart, you will not go far. You will not go far. Brothers and sisters, we're looking. I'm an imam. I have a masjid like your masjid, not as beautiful as your masjid, but we have a beautiful community like your community, alhamdulillah. So one of the things that I see, I always tell my students, my friends, my community, that we're really looking for each and everyone walk to our center, walk to our community, be a member of our community, to transfer the attitude. Don't come as a consumer. Don't come as a person who just coming to watch. Don't be a fan on a Facebook maybe, or a fan for the masjid. I want to transfer you from being fan to be a player. From being a customer to be a partner. From a consumer to be a provider. That's the attitude that we want. We want the Muslims to learn how to give and take. And to be in the society. Not just the people who live day by day. No, they live while they have a value and goals that they want to see and achieve in life. Unfortunately, it's interesting. When I look at the community, when I look at us in society, I always see three kind of people. People who make things happen, and there is people who watch things happening, and there is a third category would say, what happened? And I don't know what's the percentage. But ask yourself, where do you fit? Where do you fit? Are you among those who make things happen in the society and the community? Are you among those people who just watch things happening and have no say, no contribution? What kind of life is this? Isn't that a boring life? That you don't have goal that you want to achieve and you see the change in your life and the life of the people that you love and you live with? Or do you just want to go day by day like that? I looked at what's the common excuses that people use and justify their basically isolation. They justify why they don't work, why they don't volunteer, why they're not willing to make things happen in the chain. And I look at the excuse that I've been always hearing, and I come up with so many, but I will share with you quickly few of them. I think one of the most important reasons for people not to work for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that so many people are lazy. They just don't want to sweat. They don't want to commit. They don't want to wake up early in the morning. And to come, they don't want to basically stand up and to put an effort. People like to be in the comfort zone. They don't want somebody to push them out of that comfort zone. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every day in his dua, every day, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajz wal-kasal. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me from al-kasal, being lazy. Laziness is a disease. And it will kill your any ambitions that you have as an individual or as a society or our society. Sometimes, and in the beautiful, the hadith said, "Al-ajz aw al-kasal." Al-ajz, yani basically, I ask you not to be in a position where I don't have the ability to make a change. And al-kasal is to be in a position you have the ability to make a change, but you're so lazy to do it. So the Prophet say, oh Allah, protect me from both things. A lot of people don't participate because they are worried and afraid of failing. You know, it's not shame to fail, but what is shame is to fail to try. It's not shame that you try and you fail. It's not wrong that you've been knocked down on the floor once. But what is really shame is stay down. What's really shame is not to pick your, to basically, to learn from your mistakes. To learn from your mistakes. And you know that the mistakes and the wrong things that goes in your life are what we call it experience in life. And this should be something to motivate you, not to basically discourage you from going farther. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you anyway. Even if you don't succeed completely, but you put the effort, Allah guarantee you the ajr. What do you want more than that? What do you want more than that? Also, number three, a lot of people have a very special kind of fear. They are afraid of the consequence of their mistakes. And I mean by that, somebody says, Sheikh, I'm afraid that I will do something wrong. People will be misled and I will lead to this and I will lead to that. And maybe this will open the door for so many sins and stuff like that. You know what? Even if you did a mistake, even if, don't worry about the consequence, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your intention. And if you do things according to knowledge and good intention, you're on the safe side. One of the striking incidents that in the seerah of the Prophet and the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the incident of Usama ibn Zayd. You remember the incident when Usama ibn Zayd struck a person in the war. After that person said, La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet ﷺ was so mad at him and he said, what? Aqataltahu? You killed him after he said that? He said, Ya Rasul, we are in the battlefield, in the midst of the battlefield. And he just said it to protect himself. Then the Nabi was so mad to the extent Usama Zayd said, I didn't become Muslim until that day. Because when you become Muslim, every sins will be erased. To that extent, did that ever lead the Prophet ﷺ or Usama to back off and not to take role in the society later on? And Nabi ﷺ, while he is in his deathbed, he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anfidhu ba'tha Usama. Let the army which is led by Usama to go and to leave Medina, because the Romans at that time inspired and basically told to their supporter in north of Arabia to make an army to attack the Medina of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to protect the border of the Muslim state at that time and sending the army quickly. Usama, the same person who made the mistake. He's playing another role and a major role and a bigger role in the society. Sometimes people, what I call it, wara umbarid. You know what wara umbarid? People say, oh, you know, I'm not qualified. I'm not that. I don't want to be showing off. I want to be hidden. And all this is from the shaitan just to make him not to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to act. Allah wants you to contribute. Not to be hiding, not to be sitting basically in your home. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُ. The person always tried to say what is good. And if you cannot say, if you're going to say what is evil, no, remain silent in this case. Also, so many people, they don't participate, they don't act, because they are so busy with what I call it, mubahat, or hatta fudul al-mubahat, with the worldly things. You work all the time, and you add in the top of it weekend extra work. I know you need money, but life is not about money. I guarantee you, money will not provide you happiness. Money helps a lot, especially in times of misery, but you know, it's as we said, money is a very good servant, but a very corrupt master. But life is not about money. Believe me, the sense of happiness that you will have when you help someone, it is way more than whatever materialistic things you might gain in this dunya. And the enjoyment of and the reward that you get of helping others is will last way more than just gaining a materialistic thing in this world. There is people waste their time even in things, not work, in video games, in watching non-stop 24, and non-stop in the weekend TVs. And he doesn't have a time to put for helping his brothers or helping the sisters who work to serve the society and to the community. So many people, they don't try and they don't act because they think they cannot make a difference. Because they think that change cannot happen. Because they give up. And this is qunut min rahmatillah. Allah control everything in his hand. Don't ever give up hope. Don't ever think that it is impossible. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ قَالَ هَلَكَ النَّاسَ فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ. The worst person is the word the person would say, everything is bad, everything is evil, nothing gonna change. Nothing gonna change. Sometimes people will say that because they think less of themselves. Don't ever less think of yourself. Because Allah doesn't see you something insignificant. Allah never thought of you as something less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who you are. And that's why He gave you that responsibility. Because He knows you can do it if you commit yourself to it. So many times we say that people will not accept me and things like that. Try. Sometimes I'm too old for it. I'm too young for it. I'm a female. I'm whatever. There's no excuse. Everybody has a role to play in the society. So many people, they don't work because they are too busy criticizing others. And that's another problem. A lot of people don't contribute because they don't have time to act. All their time is wasted in criticizing other people's effort. أَقِلُّوا عَلَيْهِمْ لَا أَبَأْ لِأَبِيكُمُ أَوْ سُدُّوا الْمَكَانَ الَّذِي سَدُّوا. It's been said before, don't just keep criticizing others. You guys don't know how to run the masjid. You guys don't know how to do this. You guys are making messed up this. You guys, okay, so you guys don't know how to fix the economy. Okay, show me. Show me how to do it. Just act. Don't just keep criticizing others. This is criticizing will not change. I'm not against a constructive criticism. It is very important to develop the society. So not be misunderstood. But I'm for counseling. I'm for advising. I'm for being positive in the remarks that you do to build the community, not to put it down. One of the reasons also, so many people think because they are themselves maybe not good. So you know what? I shouldn't be participating. I'm not that religious. And this is one of the biggest also trick of the shaitan. You don't need to be perfect. Who said that any one of us perfect? Who said this any one of us here perfect? We all have our shortcomings. We all have our mistakes. But we try our best. We always try our best. Sa'id ibn Jubayr said once, لَوْ كَانَ الَّذِي يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The person who order people to do good and basically advise or stop them from doing what is evil must be a person who is perfect. No one will practice this. قال مالك لما سمع هذا قال ما أحسن هذا صدق ومن هذا الذي لا شيء فيه. And Imam Malik, when he heard that statement of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, it had been narrated to him, he said, this is beautiful, he said. Who is among us who's perfect? There is no one who's perfect. You struggle with yourself. Don't add to your mistakes one extra mistake. If you see an opportunity, grab it. If you see an opportunity, grab it. If you see an area to participate and to contribute, make sure that you rush to it. And this leads me to the next point. A lot of people don't work because they're waiting for somebody to offer them an opportunity. They're waiting for someone to give them a role to play in the community. No, ya akhi. You don't need to be an imam, you don't need to be an administrator, you don't need to be a congressman, you don't need to be a city councilor, you don't need to be a manager to make things good, or to contribute, or to offer and to make a change. Because leadership was never ever about titles. We are in the February is coming, they call it the Black Month. To recognize the history of the black community. One of the leaders, one of the names that always were right when the history of our brothers, the Afro-American brothers, who struggled in this country for a very long time. One of the names that always will be remembered, the name of Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was, she's just by one small action, she refused to stand up on the bus. She became one of the leaders of this movement. She didn't have a title. She was not recognized as one of the main organizers, community organizers, or a political leader among the society. It just be one person. And you can make a difference. And you can make a difference. Look at the Kitab Allah Azza wa Jal when he speaks of a city. Just one example in Surah Yasin. One small village, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that he have sent to us. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ Give them, tell them the story of the village. That one small village, Allah sent to them three messengers. Three messengers. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثنين فعززنا بثالث. We send them two messengers that we follow them with one. اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. We've been sent to you. Three messengers in one village. But still Allah documented for us the effort of one person who's not a messenger, who's not a prophet, even his name is unknown. Unknown. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى A man came from inside the village, running and walking fast. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ My people, follow the messengers. That individual didn't say, you know what, I have no role to play. There is already three messengers from God. No. He had a role to play. He participated in calling his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mentioned the story that the Quran will be recited until the day of judgment. The story of Musa with the bird. The bird didn't say, I have no role to play. He had a role to play. When he told Prophet Sulaiman, he told him about the Saba, the queen of sheep. Also, one of the things that people always said, waiting for someone to open the, to give them an opportunity. You should make the opportunity. Don't wait for someone. Don't ever make your future and hang and connect your success to somebody else. You should have a control over your success. You make the opportunity. You created it yourself for yourself. There is a scholar, his name, Abdul Hamid Ibn Badis, Al-Jazair, in Algeria. The French governor told him, if you don't stop criticizing us, I'm going to put you in jail. He said, that's not going to stop me from calling my people and educating my people. He said, I will close down your school. He said, I don't depend on my school. If you close down my school, I will go to the coffee shops. You're going to prevent me from coffee shops? I will go to the wedding gatherings. I will go to the homes. I will go to the bus stations. I will ride the bus with the people and I will talk to the people. If you put me in jail, I will educate the prisoners. If you send me to the village, I will talk to the villagers. Whatever you do with me, I will have an opportunity to deliver my message. That's the kind of people we want to see in the society. That's why, don't ever wait for a leader to come to lead you. No. Don't wait for an opportunity. You do the work. Also, let me finish with this. Some people think that responsibility of serving the community society fall on the shoulder of individuals. It's just the imam responsibility. It's the administration responsibility. No, it's your responsibility to keep this place clean. It's your responsibility to make the Muslim community active. It is your responsibility to look after the needy. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullukum ra'," every one of you is responsible. And he or she will be asked about the responsibilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'alna wa yakum min wafaqeen. Mafatiha lil khayr. Allahumma inni nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. I mentioned so many reasons for seeing this kind of behavior in our society and community. And I just want to end with a few points as the solutions. It will help a lot to change the situation. One, as try to avoid all these previous points that I said earlier. But the first point I would like to mention as a solution, one always remember the great ajr that you will take, the reward in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Remember that you are one of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. This is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are in his footsteps and you will be with him in Jannah if this is your way, because you're following his footsteps sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Two, a lot of people will be able to contribute if they manage their time properly. If you work a little bit your schedule and you know and you organize yourself, you will find a lot of opportunities, a lot of time in your hand that you can contribute. You can contribute. I want you, I didn't even meet any one of your masjid board, and you, some of you may be praying other masajid, but I want you after this Jumu'ah to really bother your administrations, to bother them by telling them, I have time in my hand and I want to contribute it. I contribute $500 and I want to contribute 5 hours. I want to contribute $1,000 and I want to contribute also 10 hours as well. I want to do something. I'm ready to work. That's how you will make push the community towards actions more than just talk and just watching. One of the things also, you have to discover the talents that Allah have given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gifted us with so many things, but so many of us never opened their packages yet. You have a lot of gifts from Allah. See what gift you have and use it. Whatever talent you have, it is Allah's gift to you. How you use it, it is how you give this gift back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's your gift back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, this is what will happen when we have a good leadership in the society, where they can channel all these efforts and hours and talents and utilize them in the best way. So this is another issue if we really want to see the result of this effort to be effective. Also, we have to learn how to accommodate people. We might disagree in so many things, especially us as a minority. We might disagree in so many things, but we need to learn how to accommodate one another, how to tolerate one another, how to take the good of each person. And we advise them in the area that we see that there is shortcoming on. Also, finally, I would like you to invest especially in your children, in teaching them from the early age, how to be responsible young man or young girl. Make sure that they learn them how to carry responsibility and to take and to be responsible people. Make sure that you teach your kids that. Don't spoil your kids. Don't make them a spoil. Spoiled bride is not a person will make a much difference. Make them responsible young men and young women. Make them do things and take the responsibility of their actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ij'alna wa iyyakum min al-muwaffiqin. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تنزل رحمتك على موتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لموتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أنزل نصرك وتأييدك على إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا سامع الصوت يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على المستضعفين المظلومين من إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم عجل بزوال بشار وزمرته يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنهم طغوا في البلاد وتكبروا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم كف أيديهم عن عبادك المستضعفين المظلومين. اللهم اشتد وطأتك عليهم وعجل بزوالهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تنصر من نصر دينك وكتابك وسنة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على هذا المسجد وأهله يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم استعملنا في طاعتك وأرنا مرضاتك واجعلنا من أهل جنات النعيم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وآله وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.